Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Dalad, mitzvah 304, Shin Dalad, the second of three Isurim that apply to the Isur of Chadash, and the second of four that apply to the Omer, actually a five. It says the Torah in the same pasuk that we were in last mitzvah, and today's mitzvah, and the next mitzvah, and that is, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel osochlu adetz amiyam hazeh. Until the day that you bring the Karban Omer, or actually bring the Karban Omer, that's what we discussed last time from the Minchas Chinuch, it might possibly be the actual Omer itself, Bizman HaMikdash, and not just the day of, but especially Bizman HaZeh, it's the day of, until that day, one is usher to partake of Lechem, Kali, and Charmel. It is a law forever in all of your Moshavos, in all of your places wherever a Jew might live. So we mentioned that there are three separate Isurim that are counted by the Chinuch and the Rambam in this pasuk. Number one, the Isur of eating lechem, the Isur of eating bread before the Karban Omer is brought, from grain that took root before the Omer, then the Omer matters, but any grain that took root after, any of the five grains that took root since the last Karban Omer was brought, so one has to wait until the following one in order to change it into Yashan and make it mutter. That's lechem. Kali is a different item, and Karmel is the next item. So Kali is today's mitzvah, Karmel the next mitzvah. What exactly is Kali and Karmel, which have their own separate Isurim of eating it before the Karban Omer is brought? So if you look in Rashi, right here on the pasuk, Rashi has a different pshat than what it says in the Chinuch right here. Rashi says Kali is Kemach Asui Mi Karmel Rach, Shemiyapshu Osobatanur. It's flour. Kali is that you something that you ground up with flour already. Mikarmel raksha miyavsho zabatano. And Karmel is hein klayos, which we'll get to in the next mitzvah. Whatever Karmel is, something in the stalks. But here the Sefer HaChinuch has a different shot of what Kali is. Shlo lechol Kali mitfua chadasha kodem azman haniskar. Says the Chinuch, it is usher to eat from the Kali, from the Tfua Chadasha, until the time is correct, the mentioned time, klomar, even though you didn't make bread from the grain, and you didn't grind it, you didn't sift it, you didn't process it into flour, like all the lamedes malachis, tochein, rok, merakit, v'chulu, ela shakla min hachitim o min asaorim ba'or. What did I do? I just took the raw wheat or barley in fire. I toasted them. Toasted barley or wheat kernels. V'achal mehen and I ate them. Chayiv gam aleihem. That's what Kali is according to the Chinuch. Raw wheat or barley kernels that you toast. Toasted in fire. That's the Issur d'oraisa. V'alzenemar v'kali v'gomer. Kol inyana b'mitzvah kodemes. Similar to the previous mitzvah. V'chayiv ha'ochal gam kein malkus al kezayis min hakali. And the one who eats Kali is chayiv malkus. If somebody eats Kali and Karmel and Lechem all in one time, that's three Isurim. They're counted as three separate Isurim in the Torah. So, let's go one by one. Three ideas that we would like to talk about today. Number one is what we alluded to yesterday, last time, and that is, why is it that there are many Jews out there, many of us, that do not hold of this Isur of Chadash? The Shulchan Aruch says clearly, based on the Gemara, based on many Rishonim, based on the Rambam, that it's Aser to eat Chadash, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simen Reish Tzad Gimel, Aser Lechol Chadash. It's in Shulchan Aruch, it's Halacha Lamaisa, Aser Lechol Chadash, Mitfuas Chameshes Haminim, Ache Yikrav HaOmer. Right, it's usher to eat chadash from the five grains until the Omer is brought. Shehu tezai benisan. Shenemar v'lachem v'kali v'charmel osoch l'aretz ha'yim hazeh. V'ha idna deleka Omer, usher kol yom tezayin. And bizman hazeh, when there is no Omer brought, you have to, the whole second day of Pesach is usher. U'v'chutz la'aretz, she'osen beiz yamim. And a chutz la'aretz where there's a suffix, the first day, the third day of Pesach, is a suffix the second day of Pesach. V'chutz la'aretz, she'osen beiz yamim, usher kol yom yudzayin. Atchiz yom yuchas, the first 3 days of Pesach are off limits in chutz la'aretz. And it's clear, Sif Beis, Isser HaChadosh Noheg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shal Yisrael, Bein B'shal Ovei Kochavim. It's clear. That's what he says. Chutz La'aretz, or Eretz Yisrael, Jew, non-Jew. No exceptions given. This is like Rov Rishonim, says the Vilna Gaon, right here on the Shulchan Aruch. Kach Pasach Kolach Yiburim HaRishonim, Delo Kesefer HaTruma. Ukvar Tama Harashalav, the Kasav the Stamas Nisan Besof Arla Kavase de Rebbe Lazar. And he quotes, he says, Rova Poskim says the Gra are like this. And he says, aye, what the Bach says, I disagree. We'll have to see what the Bach says. He says, the Bach, Kvar Hiku al Kad Kado, Kol Achronim. All the achronim banged him on his head. Vishkaga yatza mitachas yado. And it's a mistake. Vitova havele lebahagkan hashtika. Would have better just to be quiet and not make any suggestions. But the Vilna Gaon is very charifier that Chagash is clearly an Issa Daraisa everywhere in the world. It doesn't matter whose tefuah it is, and there are no heterim bizman hazeh. The question is, so how is it that many in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, as I mentioned last time, it's pretty hard to get a hold of Chadash unless it's imported, but bizman hazeh, right now, at this time of year, there's no Chadash because it's right at the Pesach, but what is the heter? What are the heter? So, three suggestions given by the Achronim. One, the first one, it always starts off with the Ramah. The Ramah says right there on the Shulchan Aruch, Tzvua Shloish Risha Kodem Lutez, first the Shulchan Aruch, Tzvua Shloish Risha Kodem Lutez Tayin B'Nisan, Asur Rachi Yavu HaOmer Haba, Tzvua that did not take root before the 16th day of Nisan, so it's Asur until the next year, fine, that's the din of Chadash versus Yashin, it goes by Hashrasha. Says the Ramah, Mikol Makom, Kol Stam Tzvua, Shari Lachar HaPesach. If you don't know, it's Mutter. Why? Mikolach Sveksveka. Because of a double doubt, a sveksveka, safeki mishana she'avra, maybe it's from last year's produce, v'yimtim saloma mishana zu, and even if you want to say it's from this year's, mikol makom dilma nishrash kodem ha'omer, maybe it was nishrash before the omer, this is really from the rush quoted in the tour, and that's what the Grow was getting upset about, but that's what the Ramah says. It's a sveksveka. Maybe it's last year's grain, and even if it's this year's grain, maybe it took hashrasha. Maybe it took root before the omer. That is the Ramah. The problem is that many achronim wonder what is the Ramah talking about. This sounds like one safek just stated two different ways. Doesn't sound like two svekas. Two svekas. We don't have sveksvekas really. Safek. You don't know if, for example, in Ksubas Daf Tes, you don't know if something was done and a Maisa's Nus was done by Onei Subaratso, and also you don't know when it occurred. Those are two different questions. Here it's the same question. Was it before the Omer or after the Omer? Who cares if it was last year or this year before the Omer? It's the same exact thing. And that's the question that many ask. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here asks on the Ramah, what is the Ramah talking about? He says, B'chuas mutzal ma'esh tama hashem ones chadu. De mali mishana sha'avra, mali mishana zu kodem omer. What is shem ones? What does ones have to do with this? That's quoting from a Gemara in Ksubas, where the Gemara and Tosfos there discuss. You can't have a sveksveka that is suffik ones, suffik rason, and even if it was rason, maybe she was a katana. So it was ones. It's the same question, same suffik, ones versus rason. There's another factor within? No, that's Shem Onis Chadhu. So Sotir Bekiv Eger right here quotes the Shuvas Mutzama Eishes. What's the Ramah talking about? How is that two Sveikas? So many Achronim leave the Ramah B'Tzorachim, but I just saw this morning a beautiful thought from Rav Soloveitchik, quoted in the Harei Kedem in Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Dalet, where he quotes such a mistaver answer to explain the Ramah. And that is based on a Rashi, Menachas, and Naf Samach Tes, but the main point is as follows. When we say that something that took root before the Omer is Matir, what does that mean? What, right when? It took root 3 days ago. So right now, it's a Heftza of Machalas Asuros, and comes along the Omer, and the Omer is Matir it? That's very hard to say. It doesn't exist yet. It's tiny little seeds in the ground. Says Rav Soloveitchik, if you have fruit that are fully ready, they're ripe, they've already grown, so then the Omer comes along, that you could call Machalos Asuros, it's a Chesed Shel Isser, the Omer comes along and boom, is Matirit. But if all you had is Hashrasha, but you didn't have Havar Shlish yet, you didn't have it, didn't grow a third yet, it's not called a fruit yet, then the Omer doesn't Matir that. You know what the Omer does? The Omer just labels that as Tvua Shel Yashan. That's what the Omer does. It can't matter it because it's nothing yet. It's not Machalos Asuros. It's not a Chefza Shel Isser. So depending what stage of growth it is, will depend what the Omer does. If it's already ripe, if it's already Avar Shlish, so then it's Asur and the Omer matters it. But if it just took root, but it didn't have Havar Shlish yet, it's very early, so it's not Asur which becomes Mutter. No, it just gets a label. Or if it's Hashrasha before the Omer labels that as Yashan growth. And the Mele is Mutter. Says the Rav, that's the Pshat of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying there are one of two reasons why it might be Asur. It's not Stam, oh, it's before the Omer. No, it's two different reasons, two different Shemos Heter. If it was last year's produce, so then that is a chetzer shel iser, that becomes mutter with the omer. If it just took root 3 days before this omer, so the reason that's mutter is because it is yashan growth. It's not because that it was usher and it becomes mutter. The tzvur shevish shlish kvachal bach iser chadash vehitira vatera hu mishum sheha omer hitira se iser chadash sheba vemashenkin tzvur shlo evish shlish yisoda tera hu ki he mufkas miser chadash legamre. He's not usher mishum chadash umilachanchilo lochal ba iser the chadash lo mitzad shadash sheavra v'lo mishum shanazu imkain shtei shemos shel heter nifradim heim, and that's the Rama who calls it a svek svek. Gorgeous pshat that's quoted here in the Harei Kedem in Chelek Beis Simen Kuftal, the first piece in Sviras HaOmer. It's a good part to say over any Shabbos from now all the way until Shavuos. But either way, that is idea number one of the Rama. The reason the Chodesh is Mutter is because it is a Svek Sveka. Number two, the second idea suggested by the Bach. The Bach, this is a well-known Bach, and the story goes that the Baal Shem Tov was about to come out and Aser Chadash, right, Meikir Adin, like the Shulchan Aruch, and the story is that he had a dream, and the Bach came to him in a dream, and the Bach said, you don't change the Motzi Laz, all my children, all these years. Okay? So he didn't come out neged because of the Bach. What did the Bach say? The Bach said, only a Jew's crop is Aser, not a non-Jew's. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't matter whose. But the Bach says there are many Rishonim that say otherwise, and therefore Yesh Miyama Lismuch. Zeinim Mefurish B'Talmud, says the Bach, that it's Aser B'Shal Goy, Gam Harith, V'Harash B'Kiddushin, U'Besof P'sachim, V'Chein HaRambam, Kasav B'Stam, D'Chadish Aser B'Chutz La'aretz, U'Mitakasav HaRav, D'Arla Noik Af B'Shal Goyim. Since if the Rambam says by Meiser Sheni, Arla, in Hilchot Meiser Sheni, that Arla is Noik even by Goyim and by Chadash, he only says it is Aser B'Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't explicate that it's Aser B'Shal Goyim. Alma de B'Chadash Eini Sura Ela B'Shal Yisrael Avalo B'Shal Goy. So he thinks the Rambam also might hold of the limitation. I Tosa says B'Ferish and the Rosh and the Smak say B'Ferish, but he says Amanam Haminaga Pashut B'Malchuseinu here in Poland Linhog Heter V'Av Dolia Torah Shoyefaneinu Marav Shachna Marav Shlomo Luria V'Talmideim Lo Ayu Osrim B'Shosan Asheicha Shenase Mitzvua Shloitira HaOmer. They drink Chadash beer. Zulas mixas chasidim mikarov nizru b'isruze va'ani b'mei charfi b'lamdi mesaches kiddushin l'fnei shloshim shana. The first time I learned kiddushin more than 30 years ago, samti alibi la'im barazu. I looked into this and v'yarisi she'in alacha psuka. I saw it wasn't alacha psuka, that it should be aser. I learned the Maharal, I learned this. And at the end of the piece, he says l'chein kasa b'stam v'liska l'isir v'l'hashadah b'shal gayim. He says that is what Klal Yisrael relies upon. And he quotes other rais as well. All the way at the end, he says, Nirabar, Davagat Alacha, Kirby Lazar, Ain Lazar, Shal Gayim, Maker Alacha, Vyafshar, Lachain, Ain La Shum Gadol, La Horos, Hora, La Isser, Hefecha Minog, Shinago, Pigdola Yisrael, La Heter, Omishirosa, La Hachre, La Atzma, Midas Chasinusu, Velo Yore, La Cherim, So the Lacey Lin Suye, don't start trouble. The daf can be Misha Herkal, but Shar Precious, and Mefursam, La Chasid. If somebody is Murkal and other Precious and Mefursam, Rashoy Linog Lisser Gam Zu. Kibashakasav Rav Yola Gabi Kriyashma Shel Arvis. That is the Bach, that Tvua of non-Jews is not included. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, the Rove of Tvua is owned by non-Jews, and therefore that would be the Heter. Again, the Gra is very against this. The Mishnah Brura also says L'chadchila not to rely on this. Again, but this is the Heter number two that we know of, the Ramah and the Bach. And finally, the third suggestion by a number of Achronim, I'll quote a few from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in that same, in Reis Sadeh Gimel, there in Yerodea, Mishnah Brura obviously is not there because there is no Mishnah Brura in Yerodea, says the Aruch HaShulchan that in Chutz La'aretz it is only Dirabanan. In Chutz La'aretz, it's the Raisa in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Rabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. Chazal only goes there an Isser Chadash Durabbanan in Chutz La'aretz on the Aratzos Hakrovos La'aretz Yisrael. That's it. But outside of that, then there is no Isser even Durabbanan. That is the Heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says he found in Arzaruah. So therefore, that is the last one. He says in Sif Chaf, "V'kivah David Rabbanu the Rapashik Vashkaz Vagdolim Shlo Gazer Amadinas Rachokos Meretz Yisrael to call mitzvos Atulias Paaretz Kishe Gazer Rabbanu Al Chutz Laaretz Lo Gazer Rak Amadinas Akrovos Meretz Yisrael for Ak Bechala Gazeru because that goes by Shas Gilgal." But that's what his suggestion is. Number one, again, Svek Sveik of the Ramat. Number two, not to Tfuah of an Akum. Number three, not to Tfuah of Chutz Faretz, that's very far away. These are all three of Terim, but I want you to remember, the Gra is not into any of that Terim. The Shulchan Aruch didn't quote any of that Terim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Pei Tes, at the end of Hilchos Virsa Omer, the Mishnah Berurah says, we call Makom, Rova Olam, Einizar, and Klal Beser Chadesh, V'yishlim Dolem Schus. And he quotes the Limud Schus of the all of these opinions, but he quotes all of them are Limudei Schus. Mikal Makom Kol Bal Nefesh Lo Yismoch Alatir Malalu V'Yachmer Latzmo B'Chol Mashef Shelo. If somebody could be Machmir, Ki Lahavi Gdoli Rishonim Hu Isser Daraisa B'Chol Gavni, Many Gdoli Rishonim Is Isser Daraisa. And he quotes the Adua Shebifnim Barisia Nipsah Harbi M'Kol Mashiz Ruchita B'Kais. Says you have summer crop and winter crop. He says one has to be careful. Just by the way, one points out that the Ramas Heter really might not apply Bizman Hazeh. Because one could find out basically whatever they buy in the store based on the code that's written on the cereal box, on whatever it might be, on the cookies, when and which farm this even came from and when the grain was processed. So it's not a suffix. It's just a lack of yediyah. It's close to yediyah because we're lazy. We don't find out what it is. But again, that Ramah, the Ramah's Heter, might not apply to Zman HaZeh, though the other Heterim would apply in our case. That is all related to this Rav Chadash, which relates to Mitzvah Shin Gimel, Shin Dalid, and Shin Hei. The other issue to bring up here, again, if we have time, we'll do the Mishnah's Yavetz, but also here we're talking about Kali, we're talking about roasted raw items. Roasted raw items. You take the grain, and I roast them, and I toast them, and I eat them. So that's going to be an Isser. What bracha does one make on raw items? Somebody eats a raw piece of barley, goes to the field and takes a piece of wheat, and munches on it. The Gemara is mefurish. The Gemara says, Akoses is achita, makes a borei pri ha'adama. Raw wheat. What do you mean? Wheat. Mizonos. No, raw wheat is an borei pri ha'adama. The Gemara in Brachos even says, Tosfos in Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, after the Gemara says you make a Bray Pri Adama on that, Tosfos is very bothered by this. Because Tosfos has a suffix, what Bracha Achrona does one say? What Bracha Achrona does one say? If one eats raw wheat, says Tosfos, on Lamed Zayin, Amen Aleph, Hakosi is Chita, Tzorach Labarach Ala Bray Pri Adama, Shehare, Afilu Bakimcha Dechiti, Amin Ala Bavarach and Bray Pri Adama, Vechulu, Umi Bola Acharav, Yei Suffik Maim Avarachin. I don't know what to make. Im mevarchin al hamichya v'al kalkala, u'misayim al ha'adama v'al priya adama, d'lo ashkuchan birchas al hamichya v'al kalkala, el hecha d'barach al ha'abaresha, kodim achil, b'rimin imzonos. Says Tosfos, I don't know what to do. Because you're eating wheat here, you make a bray pri adama when you eat it because mizonos is its ultimate state. Only when it's in its ultimate state do you say mizonos, when it's baked. But if it's raw, you say ha'adama. So, I don't know, though, whether you should make an al ha'adama v'al pri adama afterwards, because I only know of an al ha'michya or an al ha'eitz after you said something special beforehand. V'Rabbeinu Tam, he giba machzer shalo al ha'adama v'al pri adama. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam's siddur, Rabbeinu Tam put it into his siddur. Al ha'adama v'apri adama. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if somebody eats raw wheat and the like, which we'll talk about where this comes up in a second, one would make a al ha'adama v'apri adama. The chazabo, but then he changed his mind. Because you never find this bracha anywhere. You find al ha'michya, and you find al ha'peros, al ha'adama v'apri adama lo hizkir. And also the fact that the Gemara says here, borei pri adama, and doesn't say afterwards, anything special, Tosfos says, I would assume that you make a borei nefashos. You don't make a borei pri adama. But then the Ri says at the end, I don't know, Omer Ri, sheyesh lo sapik, shema chachamim, kailu li biahu min dagon, v'lo aso pas, the chodeh continues, the nachon lahachmer, says Tosfos, better not to eat this outside of a seuda of hamotzi, or always have another mizonos and hadama handy. So he says, I don't know, he says, Kosi Rishalmi, that Amoram didn't eat certain foods except during a meal because they weren't sure what bracha to make. And if you just think it's a Tosfos and brachas and Daflam and Zayin, it's not only a Tosfos, it is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yelchas Brachas, in Simin, Reish Ches, Achal Dogan Chai, If somebody eats raw wheat, o asui klayoso shalof agarinim shalaminim eno mavarech ela bari pri adama ula acharav borei nefashos. And afterwards he says borei nefashos. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'hatosvas nistafku in yivarech la'acharav baruch amein shalosh. V'lachach kasvu shenachosh lod la'achlo ela batoch ha'seuda v'yivtarenu berech ha'zamazen. He quotes the subject of Tosfos. Maybe it's better not to eat these raw, because you're not sure what bracha to make. Where did this come up? So if you look at all the brachas svarim, if you look at the Sefer Zosa bracha, which is all about Hilchas brachas, many psakim of Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, Vachulu, he talks about, what about granola bars? The granola bars, not the ones which have all, like, the chocolatey ones with a lot of grain in it, but a lot of the Nature Valley, the natural ones, which a lot of it is based mostly granola, raw granola that it's stuck together. So many poskim say that one makes, even if they cook them a little bit, but really they're just stuck together and they're raw. So many poskim say to make a borei pri hadama on granola bars. The shaila is, what happens? First of all, if you're not sure how much is cooked or not, so they seem to say borei pri hadama is the more inclusive one and not mizonos. What about the bracha achrona? So that is a serious, serious shaila. What to do? The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if you don't know what to do, make a borei nefashos. Bidyavid. But that's what it says here in Zosa Bracha, page 288. B'taluch yitzur echad shenimsar li mevashlam hazagarinim shleimim bezman katzar ukevishenira habishal rak marachay hazagarinim. It softens them a little bit in order to be able to stick them together, but it doesn't really cook them. Ulamaisa, and therefore, ein limchos b'yad misharot salismach adas harbi poskim. If you want to rely on the poskim to say, shebir chaso he borei pri hadama, you could rely on those poskim, which we said, but he says it's better, like the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Tosfos, maybe it's better not to eat these outside of a suda, unless you're also having another mizonos or another ha'adama. V'tov, that's what he says, l'potro adib davar shebirchaso mizonos v'yalamichya, v'davar shebirchaso birchaso ha'adama u borei nefashos. U b'safik, if you don't know what to do, so he, as he says, borei pri hadama, but always make sure, try to be lahotzi midei safik. Why that's a granola bar? What about plain granola? Sometimes we have granola for cereal. So, there's also a bracha earlier on page 104 says, Rabbi Forrest also discussed this in his Sefer on brachas. He said if somebody eats plain granola, that's a borei pri hadama. If somebody puts granola in yogurt, so if the granola, according to, if you say a borei pri hadama, so then you wouldn't say any bracha here, because the yogurt is the ikker. The granola is just there to add a little flavor. If you make a mizonos on granola, if one holds like those poskim, so then one l'chore wouldn't be able to be batel. What happens if you have granola and milk? Hamarid granola b'chalav. Then it's srachacha granola. So he says, if you put it in and you eat it right away, so they also make ha'adama. But what if you put the granola in, you let it sit a little bit, and it gets nice and soggy, and now it's all stuck together. So then, Rosh Lama Zalman says, to make a mizonos. Only then. If it's only a little bit, you're eating it right away, you're not letting it get soggy and mushy and all together, so then you'd still make hadama, it's still considered raw. Again, but this is a big issue that not everybody is aware of the granola bars, the healthy granola bars, which have a lot of the raw vegetables, wheat, and other granola, so that could be an issue in Hilchos Brachos, but that's what this mitzvah helps us talk about, kali. Kali mitzvah chadashah. Next time we will get into Carmel, the last one, which we have to talk about that Mishnas Yavis, which we still haven't gotten to, in terms of defining the carbon of the Omer. Okay, we'll stop here.